This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show. And I don't know where the crew found this futuristic, you know, futurism, metropolitan art. And then the music behind it, you can see it, you can feel it. But see, that's what it is. We can see it, we can feel it. We know that this is supposed to be our destiny. We know that this could be our future, this could be our now, and it's all being stolen from us. It's all being ripped away. These should be our cities. These should be our civic centers. These should be the images of our future, humanity on planet Earth. And yet here we are, and we have something closer to the decaying city represented in Idiocracy. But this is where you belong. This is what you can see. And it's all being stolen from us. But we're here to take it back. A couple more calls before Jay Dyer takes over. We go to Andreas in New York. Andreas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, brother? First off, I just want to say thank you for everything. I've been watching you since those anti-Trump rallies disguised as pro-woman marches where you used to own everybody over there. So I really appreciate
that's right.
That.
That's what they really were. They don't give a damn about women.
Yeah, it was hilarious watching those. But I wanted to ask you, because I was just learning about a new rule they placed in New York called the 213 rule on quarantines, giving the state health commissions more basically power to enforce quarantines and decide where they would be held just in case that happens. Do you know anything about that?
No. I mean, I could have the crew plug it into a search engine here and they can put something on the screen. I'm not surprised New York would try to do something like that. And I guess they had some trouble quarantining y'all during COVID. And so they have to power grab right now. Before the new virus used to make you a slave.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they snuck that in, but that kind of ties into what I wanted to ask. What do you think the next false flag situation would be before election? Do you think it's that any virus or the sleeper cells? What do you think it's going to be?
No, I think it's a big war event. I've kind of been saying this is a popular question I get asked. I think it's a major escalation in the war. That's what I think. I think it's a dirty bomb or something going off. Maybe in the Middle East or Ukraine, and it's going to be used to really further the tensions and to push either Russia's hand or Iran's hand or even the U.S.'s hand into really further escalating the wars. That's kind of what I think is the leader in the clubhouse for me. If I'm the odds maker for what major event is going to be used to push the globalist agenda, the corporate global government agenda, I'd say major false flag, major war event. But there's cyber attacks. There's, you know, disease X that they're talking about. I mean, there could be a weather phenomenon. So who knows? It's all on the board. Thanks for the call. Let's squeeze in Jay real quick before Jay Dyer takes over. Jay in Georgia, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, it's an honor to talk to you. What's going on, buddy?
Howdy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Man.
Oh, no.
We had him. He had his chance. He was right there. He had it in his hand. It just slipped away. Nonetheless, we're up against the break here anyway. Jay Dyer's about to take over. He also has Sam Tripoli with him. So going to be a fun time with them here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And then we're going to have Harrison Smith filling in for me on the InfoWars War Room. And Alex is working on some things behind the scenes. And I'll tell you that I happen to be working on some things behind the scenes as well. Yes, excellent. So we continue to work harder than ever thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. But I may have to go get a scoop of Turbo Force Plus. I was drinking the coffee today. I was drinking the coffee from InfoWarsStore.com today. When I host the Jones Show, sometimes I'll hit the coffee. So we have great coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. One great way to support us if you're a coffee drinker. But I think I might need, for this next project I'm working on to get through the rest of the day, I think I'm going to need some Turbo Force Plus. 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop of Turbo Force Plus. 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right, short break, and then Jay Dyer takes over with Sam Tripoli.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. And in honor of today's guest, I've worn my Martha Stewart Super Heterosexual Summer Living Line shirt for Sam Tripoli. And if you don't know Sam Tripoli, then I don't know where you've been. He's one of the coolest stand-up comedians out there. He's got multiple podcasts. He's got more podcasts than he does freaking social media profiles. Dude, I can't even keep up. I'm trying to find Sam Tripoli. There's like 50 Sam Tripolis. Dude, which one's the real you, dude?
Who knows,
what's up, man? How you
who
doing?
Knows, bro? How are you, Jay Dyer? Like, Jay, I swear, like, look at your background and how amazing it is. I attempted that at one point, and my background has been just annihilated by my daughters. They love books. They love to chew on my books. So I get these very deep, sometimes expensive books, and then they just gnaw on them like beavers. So I want to have a background like Jay Dyer. That's why I'm like, oh, I could do it like this. And look what I got. It looks like a bad garage sale.
Thanks, man. Well, this is all my beaver section. So this is all beaver studies right here, beaver studies department of the library. All right,
you look good, buddy.
Sam, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. I want to get into entertainment. You're one of the best stand-ups out there. I love your stuff. Been on your show many, many times. And you seem to have one of the best takes when it comes to entertainment. I mean, you always nail it. You don't go with, like, the surface-level stuff that's going on. So let's talk about the Taylor Swift psyop first. Do you think that it is a kind of a psyop that was going on with the soap opera drama with her and Travis? What's your analysis of all that?
Well, you know what's really crazy about that is, like, everything that conspiracy theorists said were going to happen literally happened. Like, it literally happened. Exactly how we said it was going to happen. Even to the point where the 49ers made the wrong decision in the overtime to allow Patrick Mahomes to have the ball last, which was not a good idea. So that even worked out. Then them coming and making out in the middle of the field after the championship, that happened. And then the ratings being at like 7 million more than any other Super Bowl ever, being the most watched television show of all time. So yeah, I do think something's up. Now, my biggest problem with all this is, like, to be honest with you, I mean, Taylor Swift is what Taylor Swift is. I have two of her songs in my workout play, like when I really got to push it and I'm going for, you know, to put up the 45s on the bench, I'll put in Bad Blood or something like that. So I'm not gonna lie to you, okay? But here's the thing, dude. Everyone knows that sports is bread and circus. My issue right now with where sports is going is, like, we don't even get the bread and circus anymore. Now we still get the propaganda going on during that, so we don't even get that break, that kind of, like, smoke screen for what's really going on. So do I believe that the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce relationship isn't real? 100%. If you look at his ex-girlfriends, he loves futuristic hot black women. That tends to be the chicks he's into. And now he's dating a chick who has the vibe, the sexual energy of a 4x4. So it is what it is. I don't have any ill will towards her, but it just sucks that we can't even have these. Like, you know, I still watch ESPN. I'm old. I still watch ESPN. And, you know, Patrick McAfee's on there, and he's got a great show. And The best, and you know, he's getting some flack about his ratings. I think his show's great. I don't know. But it's hard to get good ratings when you're forced to talk about, you know, Iowa women's basketball for 5 minutes, and your whole crew has to act like they're enthralled with this storyline about this woman spending more money, scoring more points than ever. And then you follow it with a funny story about out of Houston, CJ Stroud making fun of these old NFL players, and the energy just shifts. It just totally shifts from what guys really want to hear to what we're forced to hear. And that's what I'm talking about. The bread and circus, like, it's just gone. Now, because we don't watch any of their programming anymore, now they've infiltrated sports and they've ruined that as well.
Yeah. Did you see the clip where Nato was talking about batting around the idea of using Taylor Swift as a PSYOP disinformation tool? I don't know if you saw that. It was going around. It was an actual Nato meeting. And to me, that suggests that, pop stars oftentimes, especially at that mega level, they can often be co-opted for, you know, political purposes beyond even NATO or some kind of PSYOP thing. We know that, you know, famous pop stars in the past, Elvis, people like that, they've been used by the deep state at various levels to push agendas. I mean, do you think that's out of the realm of possibility here? We know that at the least, she's basically telling everybody to vote for Bobo, you know, Joe Biden, right? I mean, the DNC usually likes to pull in these pop stars. What do you think about that?
Oh, 100%. I mean, like, nothing about Taylor Swift is authentic, right? Like, even her origin story, her father had to buy the record label to get her on the record label. And so the whole thing is just, at some point, somebody made a deal with somebody, and they just mega blew her up. If you look at old Taylor Swift versus new Taylor Swift, it's not the same kind of energy, and I guess we all grow, but it's definitely got darker energy. If you see, she has a lot of references to witches now, and all that stuff. So, you know, we just did a episode on Tinfoil Hat about Marilyn Monroe and, like, the darkness behind her. Like, and, like, I don't think people really understand how dark Marilyn Monroe's life really was and how she was basically, you know, foster care and then somehow just became one of the most powerful people in the world with all the men she was betting. So that's what they use. You talk about all the time, MK Ultra, you know, kittens being used to basically control men. And if you look at, like, who Marilyn Monroe was hooking up with, it was all of the Kennedys, Frank Sinatra, the head of the mob, and then some Russian spy, and that was the end. So Taylor Swift is going to be no different than that. Why would she? I mean, how big she is isn't authentic. That's how you know. To get to that level is not really authentic. And we saw her with Ice Spice, who's the queen of the downs, okay? And her throwing all the satanic symbolism right there. It's right there. And I think that's why the commercial with the Jesus and the feet got such a poor reception, because Christians are already, you know, in their, you know, the defense stance, waiting for all the demonic imagery to come at them. And it ended up making that commercial not be received very well. So, yes, it's all crazy. I mean, it's all crazy. Everything we thought was going to happen at this Super Bowl ended up happening.
Yeah, I heard Ice Spice. That's the Spice Girls. Who is this? I didn't even realize she's a Ronald McDonald looking short bus rapper, right? Like she looks like Lelou for like Multipass, but like mixed with Ronald McDonald.
And she just her whole thing is twerking and showing you her portals. And that's really what she does. And it's idiocracy times a thousand. Yeah. And I don't have anything against her as a person, but what she represents is, you know, and we've been talking about this in the conspiracy world forever, is about how, like, gangster rap was completely co-opted by the CIA. And then, lo and behold, who comes out and says, you know, Ice Cube says that, yeah, they basically co-opted in. Here we got Ice Spice just throwing out the worst of the worst. I mean, it's so bad. It's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah, I want to talk about Ice Cube and the stories that have come out relating to Diddy, stuff like that, because that's actually really relevant to the control of the entertainment world. But on that point about Marilyn Monroe, I'm glad you mentioned that. I did a podcast recently with Sammy the Bull Gravano, the most famous living gangster hitman under John Gotti, and he actually backs up what you said as well, Sam. He said, although he wasn't involved in the actual planning, I heard some things
we had to take care of her. She might talk.
I mean, yeah. Literally says, yeah, we had to make that decision because she was being used as a kind of honeypot for multiple people. She was basically a honey thought for like four different groups, the government, the mob, CIA, everybody was using her. And so they had to get rid of her. So I think you're spot on with Marilyn Monroe there as an example. I got a question for you, though. I didn't see this until like a couple days ago, but you got confronted by one of the top Hollywood witches' boyfriend at your comedy event. Machine Gun Kelly showed up and kind of gave you a little bit of sass. He got like, yeah, sassy. Now, I'm bringing that up because Megan Fox had that interview not too long ago that went somewhat viral, where she was talking about drinking blood, and this is actually part of her and Machine Gun Kelly's ritual. So I don't know if you saw that clip, but this seems like something that's actually also going on in the high levels of entertainment. If you remember back in the day, Alex used to play this clip all the time of Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton talking about drinking each other's blood. So there's actually something to this, too.
Yeah, man.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Or we blackmail them through whatever weird kinky sex they're into, and you use that to control them, and they in turn use that to control others. And that, you know, I say this all the time, pedophilia is the gateway, the ritual, to the highest levels of power. That's how you do it. You control people through their sexual, whatever weird stuff they're into, and that's how you get them to do what you want them to do. So do I believe that Hollywood is corrupted like that? 100%. 100%. And they also promote, you know, people that they know are shady to eventually out them as shady to demoralize us later on. When you worship somebody and love them as a fan, and then you find out everything about them was a lie, that is demoralization. Your anxiety goes up, your depression goes up. So that's the whole game right there. It is a demoralization campaign like we've probably never seen since the Bolshevik War.
Yeah, you had a good guest on. You were talking about psyops and mass media psyops and disinformation campaigns and how they really want to demoralize us through all of these public rituals. I mean, do you think that that's crazy, the idea that the Super Bowl itself is a high-profile ritual? I know we've talked about that a lot, but it's good to revisit this stuff because it used to be we would get these kind of big satanic slash Masonic ceremonies at the Super Bowl with Pink or with Lady Gaga. Katy Perry comes out riding the beast, like the whore rides the beast in the Book of Revelation. Is that far-fetched, though, that there would be actual planning to make the ceremonies high-profile rituals?
No, I mean, if you study Lady Gaga, I think she was either the halftime show. I mean, I think it was in Dallas Stadium. She starts off in the heavens, and then she descends down, which is the story of Lucifer, descends down to the lowest levels, and she's surrounded by pentagrams, and everyone's just like, oh, this is such an entertaining Super Bowl show. And it's just like, dude, that's the story of Lucifer, like right there. And that's why they do, because they have the most eyeballs. It's the best way to affect you. It's the best way to brainwash you. And then what they get you to do is just to open up. Yeah, look at this. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And you tell a normie that. And by the way, look at her. She's got the panda eyes, the famous panda eyes.
If she looks like that, she looks like David Bowie's going to descend.
Yeah, right? And she's like going to, she's do some weird stuff happens there. And then she's going to end up, like, it's the crazy, it gets dark. And then she does this kind of thing where she jumps. And it's like, I'm watching this going, this is really weird. And this is when I started going, oh, dude, there's something to this. And if you study Gaga, if you understand who Gaga is Pluto, and he is the messenger for Saturn. And here it is, Lucifer descending from heaven down to hell. Here we go, which looks like some weird itsy-bitsy spider, right? It's so weird. And then you start to look around her, and it is nothing but pentagrams. And then the way that they light the audience, it's all red, looking like flames. And listen, man. I grew up, I was one of those people, the Generation Xers who saw all the Roman Catholic Church stuff that was with, you know, the priest and the pedophilia, and it made me disconnect from God, which I think was a giant part of why they did that. If they do it in Hollywood, they do it in Washington, D.C., why wouldn't they do it at levels of power, put corruptible people in that they eventually out once they've served their use and make you demoralize you? And I have friends of mine that I know have real problems with God because of things they've happened, but also that giant pedophile scandal that's happened over decades. And here we go. So the very interesting thing is, like, when we look at all this satanic symbolism in Lady Gaga stuff, and we bring it up here on this show, we have people who have eager ears and want to hear it, but you bring it up to everybody else, they start talking about satanic panic. They're like, oh, dude, satanic panic. And what they don't understand is that was done on purpose for yes. when they would start getting more and more bold with what they're doing today. So that's why they create satanic panic. They tell you all this, just a bunch of cuckoo crazy Christians going nuts, trying to find a reason to get upset. And reality, all that stuff was real. It all really happened. It was just a giant psyop ran on us so that today they could use that as an excuse not to believe what we're talking about here today.
Yeah, well, a couple people that really promoted the satanic panic were Geraldo and Oprah. If you remember, Oprah would have a lot of people on that were both kooky and real Satanists. Like, she had Michael Aquino on back in the day, which he actually was a Satanist, and the stuff that he was involved in was legit yeah. Satanism. Yeah. So they would have the real stuff, and then they would like bring in this kooky, crazy stuff on purpose to make it look crazy, I think, to cover for the real stuff that was actually going on even in the 80s.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And, like, dude, I get into this thing where it's like, for me, at the darkest levels, I think it's like Moloch worship and Black Cube. They might be all the same. Kronos, that might be the same person. But they created this thing called Satanism, right? And Satan exists, but, like, the form of Satanism, which I believe this is pushing, is meant to, like, just get, like, goth guys who want to hook up with, you know, fat, you know, like Dungeons and Dragon dudes who just want to hook up with fat goth chicks and just yep. something cool that, you know, that cool down at when they go and watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So, like, you look at this guy's eyebrows. He's obviously a LARP. He's and I'm not saying he doesn't participate in it. Like, he obviously did, if you know his history. It's very dark, but it's being presented as this kind of cosplay weirdo thing that will piss off your parents. And, you know, but once you start to get into that, you start to see darker and darker and darker, and it gets really bad for you because you're going against God. And that's my honest belief.
Yeah, in the case of Aquino, I mean, he had, you know, quite a few books detailing what to actually do to practice real Satanism, and was involved in quite a few scandals, the Presidio scandal, where he was investigated for abuse. So, I mean, there's a lot going on beyond just the external, you know, costume LARP sphere like Anton LaVey. And, I mean, you know, Aquino wanted to make it more serious. He thought LaVey was too cartoonish. So, again, yeah, there's people that really and he was writing high-level psyops papers for the military in terms of their
yes.
doctrine of psychological warfare. So he's not some goofball. Yeah. Even though he looks like a goofball, he actually looks like Bela Lugosi or something. Like, he looks silly. Not LaVey, but I'm talking about Aquino.
Yeah.
But, no, they were really engaging in this. In fact, he was even alleged to have been connected to the Franklin cover-up, the case of, you know, Paul Bonacci, famous abuse victims related to the Franklin cover-up. So you had Nick Bryant on. I had an interview with Nick Bryant recently. So you know this as well, that there's a close connection between these models of what you see with Franklin cover-up, with Epstein, and as well as what we're talking about in the broader sphere of the rest of entertainment and the Roman Catholic Church. We talked about this being institutional capture a few interviews back. What do you think about that? Is that what's going on here? They're capturing the institution so that they control everybody in society in general?
I mean, you could look at all the Abrahamic religions, and there seems to be this influx now of dark arts, symbolism. I mean, whether it's Mecca going around the Black Cube, the question of the Star David, where does it come from, what is it actually, and then everything involved with, you know, I know you're a Roman Catholic, and I respect Catholics. There's something about the Vatican that's just creepy.
I'm not.
I thought you were. Oh, well,
no,
yeah,
no.
You're Orthodox, yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll talk about that right.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We've got Sam Tripoli with us. He is the host of Broken Simulation, Cash Daddies, Conspiracy Social Club, Ten Full Hat, Zero. I can't even.
It just keeps going. I'm a crazy person.
The rest of the segment.
I'm a crazy person.
Head on over to samtripoli.com. You can follow him on all the social media outlets. Sam, I know you've got some dates coming up, stand-up-wise, in terms of Bakersfield. You want to tell us about those dates?
Yes, I'm going to be with the legendary Brian Callen next weekend in Bakersfield and in Huntington Beach. And then I'm proud to announce my new special, Quiet, is being filmed March 3rd. That's right, March 3rd at the Bourbon Room in L.A. Grab tickets now. All tickets, all the money from the tickets go to produce a special. I'm not making any money off it, so I just want to put out a great special. I got an hour of power. And then I just want you, if you get a chance, check out my new Rumble show. It's called Doom Scrolling, and I basically break down the best conspiracy videos from YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. So I love doing the show. We've got some huge numbers, and I'm very blessed.
And I want to remind everybody, too, that
am I too serious on the show, Jay? Am I being too serious? Am I being too serious? Should I be wackier?
Well, you are a comedian, so that's that's up to your professional purview. That's you can decide how you want to be. You can identify as whatever you want to identify as, Sam. That's
I love that. I love that. That's great, dude. I'm going to identify as successful. Can I do that? Am I allowed?
I'm going to allow. Okay. I'm going to identify as Sam Tripoli. What do you think of that?
Do it. Good luck with it. Enjoy it. It's like when somebody tries to steal your credit. You're like, oh, dude, you want this credit? Enjoy it.
Go. I do impersonate you a lot, though, so I don't know if you know that. But
I've never heard an impersonation of me. Please, can I see it? Please, God.
I'll do it later.
Give me that.
I'll do it later. Look.
Okay,
yeah,
we got to get back to the big send-off.
I want to remind everybody that I will be live as well in Hollywood. March 15th with the great Jamie Kennedy. We'll be doing a five-hour event. Jamie will be the headliner doing some stand-up. I will be doing a bit of stand-up myself, which is a lot of impressions. My wife, Jamie Hanshaw, not Kennedy, will be doing a talk on Hollywood occultism. I'll be doing a talk on geopolitics and conspiracy. So it's a big five-hour event. Go get your tickets at the top of my Twitter. It's pinned at the top. It's the Jamie Kennedy event. So that's going to be March 15th. Please remember, get those tickets, guys. And go check out, by the way, Sam's podcast. Again, I've gone pretty deep. He goes deep, homeboy. I've gone deep on a lot of Broken Sims, a lot of Temple Hats. I mean, there's a lot of great information there. We were talking about before the break this idea of institutional capture, compromising people at the top. Sam accused me of being a pedophile Roman Catholic. I said, no way, dude.
I forgot.
I'm an Orthodox. That's okay. We don't believe in the Roman Catholic papal stuff, but that's okay. Look, we've seen the Pope get co-opted. I mean, the Pope's out here basically saying all of Klaus Schwab's lines about the New World Order. We just had the World Government Summit that met this week. A couple weeks ago, it was Davos, same stuff. A World Government Summit just has a little bit more of a Muslim Arabic, kebab flavor to it than Davos. Why are they coming out, Sam, in full, like, just disclosure, telling us everything about, yeah, okay, there's a push for a world government. So what? If you don't like it, you're a bigot.
Because they've been waiting for this forever, and the time is now, and it could be about something bigger in the universe and calendars and all that stuff. But something is like, get it out now. Let's see if we can control what is happening. And I think what is happening is the most amazing awakening of all time. And it could get very scary, and it could get very, like, your anxiety can shoot through the roof. But I think this is just what you have to go through in order to get to the other side, which is, like, the end of this parasitic, demonic group that's been running, our world for the last hundreds of years or thousands of years. And I think it's over. And I think they know it, and they're trying to do whatever they can to control it or to act like they are in control of the change that is coming. And I think we win. God wins all the time. And I think they know it. And, you know, people lose hope. And, you know, Klaus Schwab may be the most powerful guy in the world. I don't think he is. We know his name. He's probably not the most powerful. But, you know, even Klaus Schwab is a speck of dirt to the universe. You're not bigger than the universe. The universe has rules. God has laws. And if you don't follow these laws, you know, the universe starts to bring the hammer down on you. And Klaus Schwab will get it, too. They're all going to get it. Because at the end of the day, it's all about love. And if you're not giving it away and helping others, you're taking it. And that's not how the universe works. So I have a lot of hope. I get very nervous about what's coming, but I'm all about chaos. I love it. Makes my job easier to talk about it. It's just, we've been right more than we've been wrong, Jay. We wouldn't be doing our shows.
Chaos.
Yeah. We wouldn't be doing this show. You wouldn't be doing this show. You wouldn't be on Alex's channel if you were wrong all the time. You're way more right than you're wrong if you're ever wrong. So that's why you're here, and that's why I think we're winning.
That brings me to what they want to bring in, which is, you know, the full technocratic order. We've talked about that endlessly, but everybody's talking about what the event is going to be. And there's a lot. There was an email that went out to everybody on YouTube that you can't talk about an upcoming sensitive event. We had the House Intel Committee a couple of days ago say there's a big national security threat event. And we're all kind of batting around different possibilities. Is it coup part two? Is it economic collapse, world war, EMP, fake flag? What do you think's coming? You've had a lot of great guests on talking about these topics. What's the likely scenarios in your mind, Sam?
I think you're going to see some kind of real chaos on soil, on our soil. I think that's coming. And I went on Joe Rogan and I talked about it before everybody was paying attention to the immigration stuff. I was like, this is being done on purpose. This is chaos. They are losing LA, San Francisco, Philadelphia, New York, and Chicago. They cannot, the demons can't lose those cities and still be able to act like they've won anything. So they have to control. Create maximum chaos, bro, and that's why I'm taking Krav Maga, jiu-jitsu, learning to shoot a gun, starting a militia, getting it going, racking and rolling, because, chaos is coming, dude. Buckle up, buttercup, and, you know, I just think people gotta, like, prepare. That's it. I mean, something's coming. And you know, what we've done to the Middle East, through weapons of mass destruction and all that lie, there's also energy and karma with that. And you can't do that to the rest of the world and treat people like that and not expect a karma blowback. And that might be why we're in a lot of chaos right now. But I also believe, dude, you know, you hear Rogan talk about this a lot, about how, like, the death of every empire, they start getting concerned with gender wars. Well, what I would respectfully push back against my friend on that is that is just a smokescreen. What's really happening is you start to see the gender stuff when it becomes more and more obvious that the elites are pilfering our natural given laws and wealth and destroying our families. So once that starts to happen, okay, then they start sending out the trans soldiers and all that, and all the Antifas and the BLMs and all that crazy stuff in our schools, so we don't pay attention to the giant looting that is going on at the top. Because you cannot have a structure if you don't have a base to that structure. Once the base is weak and the whole structure collapsed, and they don't want us to see that, this is a controlled demolition. You know, somebody put this out the other day about, like, if the Ukraine needs money, why don't they create a Federal Reserve, and why don't they just print the money for it? But they'll never do it, because then they can't destroy our monetary system and bring in, socialism, and ultimately, martial law. That's what they want. So they have to destroy our dollar to get that going.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to bring in the CBDC global currency that they want is to implode the existing system. We know that before COVID, a lot of the high-level people in the medical industry were talking about we need to blow up the existing system to justify bringing in the new system. So I kind of think that's what they're doing with the dollar, trying to destroy it. Maybe the answer is something like Bitcoin that's, not centralized. Any of the centralized cryptos, I think, are dangerous. You talk about that on Cash Daddies quite a bit. Look, we're going to go to a break. I am with Sam Tripoli, the most woke comedian, and this is the Alex Jones.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups.
I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Take the highway to the end of the night. End of the night. End of
Welcome back to the Auction Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Jay's analysis. We're talking with comedian Sam Tripoli. I was joking when I called him woke. He's not woke in the bad sense. He's woke in the good sense. And we are getting into the topic of derailing the election, big false flags, big events in 2024. Is that the key reason for the big coming event in 2024, Sam? Do you think it's to do another election derailing like last time and make sure that it's going to be who? Big Mike? I mean, what do you think is going on with this election?
I mean, they are setting it up. They are letting you know. Now they have Jon Stewart openly talking about his age. He's too old. He shouldn't be going running. So they're setting it up. The question is, who's it going to be? You know, everyone's talking Big Mike. Everybody's talking Gavin Newsom. I mean, nobody's talking Hillary Clinton, who's real quiet, man, like real quiet. I could see her just slipping out of nowhere to get any kind of, like, bad energy her way, just step in at the last second before anyone could do anything. So we'll see, but that is 100% what's going on. They have to control these five major libertarian, you know, like libtard cities so that it can control the perception that they won. Because if they lose those cities, there's no way they can lie to us that they won. They can't rig the election without those cities. So they have to cause major chaos, and it's going to happen. Now, if you got to take a look at what happened in New York recently, they had an election, and they gave New York the decision to choose between a Democrat and a foreigner, someone who's obviously a dual citizen foreigner, okay? And they picked a Democrat. That's all they keep voting for are Democrats.
And you're talking about Michelle Obama, dual citizen? She's a man and woman?
They recently had a Senate, George Santos, his seat they gave up. And by the way, he's killing it on, cameos right now. But, they gave up his seat and an Israeli woman ran for it who couldn't barely speak English and a Democrat won. And now you're just voting for the same policy. People who make the same policies who keep running your city into ground because the theory of what a Republican could do is worse than what is actually happening on the ground because most of these liberals are very high, rich, they're from an upper level of the financial world, and they are insulated from the results of their voting. And they'll never stop voting for that. We'll never save San Francisco or LA, Chicago, because rich kids keep voting against their father. Oh, the meanie. I can't get the meanie. And even though everyone's getting mugged and everyone's getting robbed and all these stores are closing, they're still going to keep voting Democrat because they can't vote for someone who might their dad or their grandpa might like, God forbid.
What about my wife, Michael? Sam, I don't know if you know about my wife, Michael. But she's going to be a good candidate.
You're the best, bro. You are the best impersonator. Yeah, I mean, those are some big shoulders and some fat hands, okay? Big Mike is, I believe that wholeheartedly. It's so funny because all we're getting told are that, and I have a lot of trans friends, I don't care, man, live your life, just leave kids alone. That's my whole thing. And if you study Obamacare, there were no of these centers to give kids sex changes before Obamacare. After Obamacare, over 100. So she's going to get all the crap she can get, okay? I'm sorry. Like, you brought this in, now you're going to feel the consequences of your actions. And you've been telling me trans are unicorns. Why are you mad that I'm saying that we had a black unicorn in the White House? You should be celebrating it. Because the truth is, you really don't think they're normal, and you don't think they're just trying to live their lives. And secretly, you think they're mentally ill. And that's why you get upset if someone said, it's like when the old joke was like, Oh, you look like who's the big fat chick that was like singing forever?
Amy Schumer.
No, that's hilarious. But the big fat chick that was singing, you'd say, "Oh, you look like her," and chicks would get mad. Well, you were just telling me she was beautiful. What are you talking about? You get to find out the truth about them.
Lizzo, Tessa Holliday.
There we go, Lizzo, dude. If you're like, "Oh, you're so beautiful," like Lizzo, chicks would lose their mind. But you're telling me she's beautiful and she should be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You know you're full of it. You're just virtual signaling. That's it.
Exactly. Now, you're a California dude, so, I mean, a lot of people are talking about Gavin Newsom. I mean, has he had – he looks like he's had a horrible track record and he's a communist demon, right?
The worst.
As a California dude, tell us about Gavin Newsom.
He's the worst. I mean, you have Bill Maher trying to call what he did to California dandruff. That's how like detached from reality Bill Maher is. And so it's like what he did was absolutely destroy generational businesses, family businesses that would be passed down from generation to generation. We lost a lot of those. Suicides, drug overdose. And if you ever watch the documentary, Capitalist Conspiracy, they break down exactly what's happening. It's called Pressure from Above, Pressure from Below. The reason they released all the criminals, because they want crime to go up. And the reason they're not doing anything about the crime, because they want to break your spirit. And that's why they arrest you when you try to defend yourself. They want you out of options, so you demand that daddy government come and steals all your God-given rights and becomes your nanny and can spy on you, enter your house whenever they want, tell you what you can or cannot do. And that is the goal of everything. And Gavin Newsom is pushing that agenda forward.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, I've been coming to California at least once a year the last 4 or 5 years, and I've noticed a steady decline, especially pre and post COVID, right? I mean, it's like
it's so bad.
Pretty rough. I mean, it's pretty rough. I mean, not everywhere, but a lot of places are pretty bad. And I always see California as kind of like it's a military-industrial complex test bed. It's like a test tube for the rest of the country 20 or 30 years yes. later.
Yeah. And basically what happened, it used to be California would set the trends and it would slowly move itself to the middle of the country. New York and California yep. would push out all the new cool stuff. And now all the outlaws have left L.A. All the outlaws. There's no outlaws left. Me, maybe. That's it. Everybody else has moved to Texas or Florida. And what you have here is just a bunch of rich kids who just don't want to, like, come off as anything other than woke. So, that, well, I don't know how we're ever save LA. I don't know how we're going to save San Francisco when you only have rich kids who are voting all the time and they just cannot not vote for the party that's put them in this situation.
You, we got a few minutes left here as we close it out. You were on Rogan again not too long ago, a few months back. You were back on Rogan. That must have been pretty wild. That's a huge audience. I know you got some good exposure from that. Did you have a good conversation?
I always have good conversations with Rogan. It's almost too good a conversation. Sometimes I want, back in the day, I would like to go too deep and I feel like I got a little weird there. But Joe Rogan is, I love him. He's a good friend of mine. I've watched him go from this guy who was, you know, doing Fear Factor to having this great, incredible, podcast that is helping get information out to everybody. And I know the man and he's a great man and it's a blessing. And, you know, what's really crazy is when you see people clip up that interview and everyone's like, dude, this guy called this, this guy called that. And
exactly.
It's great. Yeah. And it's like, it's a blessing to be on there. And I love it. I love talking to him, and I love everybody in Austin. I wish I was out there with him because that's my whole crew. They're all gone from L.A. So, yeah, it's a blessing.
You called the chaos. So do you remember what else, what other highlights you called in that interview?
Well, you know, he's been doing a lot of stuff on Antarctica right now, and I think I've been really – I got into a lot of spirituality struggle yep. that is going on right now. And, like, my whole thing is, like, if they can print up all the money – all right. They have all the power. Why are they doing any of this? And the only answer is it is a spiritual war and they're trying to destroy us for their God, Moloch and Kronos and all these, whoever Satan you want to call it. That's what they're doing right now. That is their job. That is the deal. They made a deal with the devil. We only got a short time left. Am I going to get my impression or not?
Of you?
Yeah.
I'll do that if you have me on your podcast when I come out there March 15th.
I'll do a whole
Sam Tripoli rant for you. No, I gotta have some. I gotta have something to save for you.
You're always open to come on the show. I love it. I sometimes when I start talking about this, I get too serious. But I just love coming on your show. I loved watching you just start become, you know, everyone learn about you and, you know, see your exposure getting bigger and bigger. And the fact that you're on Alex's, you know, channel is so amazing. And I love everybody at InfoWars. So thanks for having me on, guys.
Unbelievable. It is Sunday, 2005. We're going to be live for the next 7 hours. Thank you. I had to throw in Alex Jones. It is Sam Tripoli with me on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Go to samtripoli.com. Go follow him on all the social media outlets and support the InfoWars store.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Breathe.
read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.